It's no secret that as a country, we are deeply divided along party lines. 4 in 10 registered voters, according to Pew Research, say they don't have a single close friend who is voting for the opposing major party. And it's something Alexandra Pelosi knows all too well. The documentary filmmaker and daughter of Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spent the past year traveling across the country for her latest documentary with Showtime, an MTV documentary called American Selfie, One Nation Shoots Itself. And Alexandra Pelosi joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Yes. So, Alexandra, American Selfie begins with a tutorial on how to take a selfie and then shows two starkly different events happening in 2019 on the same day, the climate march and the release of a new iPhone and iWatch. Why did you want to start the documentary here?
It seemed really important to me to document the upstairs, downstairs nature of American public life, because at the exact same moment that the whole world was out protesting, you know, what's happening to our environment, there were these huge lines of people waiting all night to buy a new phone. And it seemed like there were two different distinct groups. It didn't seem like one group was going to buy a phone and then go to the climate march. And so that's what I tried to do throughout the film, was try to show basically the two sides of everything going on in America right now.
This description of upstairs, downstairs, that's a really interesting visual, even in thinking about watching this film. You know, this documentary is both a look at our divided country, but it's also really a critique on our obsession with phones and consumerism. You said that you think phones are more dangerous than guns. What do you mean by that?
I say to my teenage boys who are staring at their phones all day and all night, I'd rather you carry a gun in your hand, because the thing about a gun is you can decide to pull the trigger. But with a phone, someone else is pulling the trigger and sending little bullets to your brain that make you happy or sad or anxious or depressed. And the phone has really destroyed the social fabric of my family and the social fabric of American public life and our democracy. I really just feel like these social media sites are really what is destroying us as human beings right now.
In this film, you also take us to different parts of the country between September 2019 and July 4th, 2020. And there is not a major event you miss. You are at the opening of the El Paso Walmart as it reopens after the massacre, and on the ground in Minneapolis the day after the death of George Floyd. How did you decide where you would go and film?
I decided to look at America and the iconic events of each month. I decided to pick one event that I thought was really going to define who we were as a country in that month. So in February, I went to the Super Bowl. You know, it wasn't as if every event was political per se, but I just followed the news and looked for events that seemed like that was what America was talking about at that moment. And I went there.
We can hear your interview style in certain parts of the documentary, and you certainly weren't afraid to push back and almost interrogate your subject. Let's take a listen here with a man in Las Vegas.
We absolutely have broken ourselves. It's a broken system, but that's okay, because sometimes things can still be fixed. You just need to actually put the work in and recognize that there's a problem.
Wait, what is that tattoo?
Oh, this is the narcotics. I got this when I had 1 year sober.
Wait, so are you a drug addict?
Yes.
Why?
Because they feel good. Honestly, boredom. Depression. Like I said, it makes everything a little bit more tolerable.
But you're a white man. The world is set up for you.
No, it's not. It's not set up for anyone. Except for the rich. Set up for them.
Alexandra, what was your motivation to include this back and forth? You almost functioned as a pushback. And it really is illustrative almost of the divisiveness that we're in.
Exactly. So I love that you included that, because that's a great example of how I can be really annoying to people. But then when you are, people tell you the truth in a really honest way. I take drugs because I'm depressed, because my life is broken. It's hard to get people to just admit that kind of stuff to a complete stranger standing on a street corner. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny, because one of the reviews pointed out that scene as being such a perfect example of how annoying she is. And at the same time, it's also an example of, look at how profound he is. Mm. I always find that every person I talk to has something really deeply profound inside of them, and regardless of their politics. And that's what I try to get out of them.
Your mother is Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic House Speaker. Did anyone ever recognize you as her daughter? And has your identity impacted how you film or how people interact with you?
No one ever identifies me because I'm just a kid with a camera. And I'm kind of an old lady with a camera at this point. But what is really hard for me to sort of come to terms with is I go out in America. That's my thing. Like, you know, I'm from San Francisco. I live in Manhattan. But I spend I've spent 30 years traveling the country, being on the ground in quote unquote real America. And it's always hard when a movie comes out where my last name is always sort of promoted in a way like, oh, but that's Nancy Pelosi's daughter. And then that becomes a thing because it was never anything when filming it. No, it never was an issue filming anything anywhere, but seems like something that sort of critics pick up on. And, you know, I always say I will never, ever get a good review because people always prejudge my last name. As soon as the Republicans turned my last name into a curse word, I was never going to get the benefit of the doubt.
A lot of the film captures moments of interactions. I mean, some are peaceful and others lead to screaming and even spitting on each other. We saw that in the film. Here's one scene from Minnesota where you capture a Somali woman talking with Trump supporters who have been chanting "lock her up" about Ilhan Omar. Let's listen.
How are you guys?
Good. How are you doing?
Are you Donald Trump supporter?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You?
We love America. Oh, but we love America too.
Sorry.
I love America too.
Donald Trump loves you.
Yes, he doesn't love me.
Oh, sure he does.
No way.
How come you don't think he loves you?
He tells people that look like me to go back home.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
He tells people that hate America are going to go back home.
We don't hate America.
I know. No, you probably love America. That's why Trump loves you. You love your country.
You love our country.
Alexandra, I know that people really open talking to you, but in the course of filming and talking to people, do you feel you ever witnessed moments of true listening and reconciliation?
No, I don't think that we are listening to each other in this country. I think that's the biggest problem we have right now, is that everybody's in their own little bubble and it's all very tribal and nobody wants to understand where the other person is coming from. And now that we're a week away from an election, it's really challenging for most people to understand. Where I live, people already say, oh, it's going to be a landslide. And I say, you have not left Manhattan in a long time. I know the coronavirus has prevented people from traveling, but it seems like everybody's sort of just insulated. And so that's, I find, the most challenging part is that we're not communicating and we're not listening to each other. And that's why I go out with my camera and try to meet people and try and get them to get along. But in the end, is anybody changing anybody's minds? I don't think so, because I think probably besides social media, you have cable news, which is so toxic, and it's just reinforcing people's ideology. So people aren't really open to trying to see it from any other perspective.
I have to admit, this is not an easy film to watch. It's just really heartbreaking to see the pain of everyone you speak with, regardless of their political point of view, really feeling like the other side is demonizing them and refusing to see them. That feeling seems to be the one thing that unites many of the opposing viewpoints you present in this documentary. What do you want people to take away from this film?
Well, I actually made it as an artifact so that you could look back on it. You know, I think, you know, in 8 years, I'd like people to watch this movie and so that they can see where it all went wrong. Because this is the moment we're at where we could still turn the tide. And how did we behave when called to the challenge? Well, not so well. The truth is, this is not a very fun movie to watch. You're not going to like it. You're not going to like the ending because, spoiler alert, America doesn't look so good right now.
But do you think in any way, is there any part of you that hopes someone will watch this now and maybe their bubble will burst a little bit? They'll be able to see the other side.
I think that if we need some hope, I mean, if there's something that people could see that would give them hope, it could be that obviously in the beginning, when I'm filming people taking selfies and lining up to buy new phones, even though they already have a phone in their hand, the thing that did happen this year, if you look at the arc of history, is that a 17-year-old girl took her iPhone and filmed George Floyd's murder. And therefore, that little toy, that silly little toy that everyone had in their hand, didn't need to be used to fall off the side of the Grand Canyon to take the perfect selfie. It could be used to fight back. And I think that's where I look at hope for this country, that everybody is now armed. Like, everybody's a war photographer. And they can go out and film what they see and post it online so that, you know, the people in charge can't get away with what they used to be able to get away with. Ironically, after I just made fun of, you know, how Apple's destroying the planet, hopefully that will be what, you know, turns the tide, makes people wake up.
That's Alexandra Pelosi, documentary filmmaker and producer of Showtime and MTV's documentary, American Selfie, One Nation Shoots Itself. Available streaming now. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.